Back to Clearwater and more conference tourney baseball on USF Bulls Unlimited.
Well, this is what you play for. Bottom of the ninth, one-run game, conference championship, an NCAA tournament bid on the line, and Orion Kerkering will return to the mound for USF. He walked two, struck out one in the eighth, 27 pitches, 17 for strikes. And he will try to send the Bulls to the postseason. Pablo Ruiz will lead it off, then McCabe and Montez. We have to believe that both Sanchez and Jasiak are ready in the bullpen. But again, with the lack of left-handed hitters in this UCF lineup, it's only Jasiak throwing out there now, and I think it's going to be Kerkering if they can get three outs, and if they get into trouble, probably an appearance from Jasiak, and those will be the only two options for the Bulls here in the ninth. Well, here's Ruiz. He popped up to short his last time. He's 0 for 3 with a walk. So much pressure on Kerkering. You want to be around the plate. You got to keep it in the ballpark. First pitch is high, 1-0. Ruiz hit three home runs and batted 270 on the season. One ball, no strikes. Off the hands, popped foul. Hogan going after it and can't quite get there. It's 1-1.
Had a notion there, but that would have been a difficult play.
Well, if he had dove for it, he would have gone headfirst into the tarp, so right. I'm glad he didn't. That was a little nubber, never got very high, and Hogan gave it everything he could but really had no play. 1-1. Popped up. Foul again, and it's 1-2. Thought that ball might stay in for a minute.
I'm but with you. I thought it went straight up, but it landed about 10 feet in front of us here.
So it's 1-2 on Ruiz. Three outs to go for the Bulls. They lead by a single run. Popped up again. Foul territory right side. Hogan will chase, but that's about four rows up. And it'll stay 1-2 on Ruiz.
Definitely like this part of the order if you're the Bulls, although Ben McCabe looms with his dozen homers on deck.
One ball, two strikes on Pablo Ruiz. He's a freshman from West Palm Beach. Check swing, he offered. There's one down. Two outs to go.
That slider is devastating, and that was low in the zone, but out of the hand, it looks like it's going to be a strike that you got to offer at.
Second strikeout for Kerkering. Now McCabe, who's 0 for 4, flew out to deep center his last time up, leading off the seventh. McCabe, 12 homers, 56 driven in, and a first pitch strike on the inside corner. One out, bases empty, bottom of the ninth, 8-7 Bulls. Fly ball, center field, shallow. Pena coming in, has it tracked, two away. One out to go. John Montez to the plate. He has singled twice, been hit by a pitch, and struck out. Two outs, bases empty. 8-7 Bulls in the bottom of the ninth. And Orion Kerkering has gotten five of the six outs that he needed. Now Montez, left-handed batter with two outs, the bases empty. Fly ball hit well towards center field. Pena going back. He won't get there. It's off the wall. It'll be extra bases, and Montez will pull into second with a double. His third hit of the day. UCF is not only still alive, but they've got the tying run at second with two outs, and it'll be the top of the order and Jeffrey Pena at the plate.
Thankfully, the ballpark held that one. Pena is a dangerous table setter starter, not as much bring in run guy, so still decent chance, but obviously a hit ties this thing up.
Well, Pena's had a good game. He's two out of four with a walk, couple of singles, and he scored a run in the sixth. The Bulls are one out away, but UCF has the tying run on second. Let's see if they run for Montez here. They are going to send up a pinch runner. The aptly named Noah Orlando will run for Montez. You couldn't ask for more drama.
I could ask for less, though.
8-7 Bulls, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. UCF with a runner on second. Pena to the plate. Kirkering one out away. Fouled at the plate, it's 0-1. If you don't get Pena, you got to deal with Rathbone and Crouch, who have 31 home runs between them.
Pena extremely fast, so anything on the infield, you got to be sharp up there.
No balls, one strike. Grounded foul, and now the Bulls are one strike away. 0-2 on Pena. If you're Sullivan, the catcher, if something's in the dirt, you must keep it in front on strike three. 0-2 to Pena. Kirkering ready. Here we go. He bounces it up there, and Sullivan, a great job to keep that in front. It's 1-2. That looked like a fastball, and Kirkering left that a good 3 or 4 feet short.
Definitely don't want to give him anything to hit 0-2, but whew.
One ball, two strikes. 8-7 Bulls. Fly ball, shallow right field. Cantu going in. He makes the catch. The USF Bulls are the champions of the American Athletic Conference at the expense of UCF. The Bulls are going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018 as USF wins 8-7 to win their first ever conference tournament in the American. A shallow fly ball to Daniel Cantu in right field ends it, and the Bulls are champions. The improbable run, 4-1 in the conference tournament, 28-27 overall, and the Bulls and Billy Moll are going to postseason.
Amazing, you know, shades, I can't help but say it, of that out that would have been a last out against Cincinnati, and you had at that time Pena and Cantu, and neither could call the other off. You could almost hear Cantu from here screaming, I got it, and he didn't just get the ball, but the Bulls get themselves a championship, and they've got the trophy already out there in front of home plate.
So many times you go into tournaments like this thinking, hey, we got a real chance. And I'm not sure we felt this way going into this one. Everybody figured East Carolina. A lot of people figured Tulane, the 2 seed. Cincinnati, the 4, was kind of the dark horse. But it's the USF Bulls, the number 6 seed in this tournament, that have won it all. Joseph Sanchez is holding the trophy over his head, standing on the pitcher's mound, and the Bulls celebrating. Billy Moll has already gotten the Powerade shower.
He's drenched, and he is the happiest drenched guy in the world.
This will be the second time the Bulls have gone to the tournament under Billy Moll's leadership, the first being 2018. Bulls will be in the NCAA tournament for their 13th time. And what a run here in Clearwater.
It's so, it obviously never gets old. I'm just so fortunate now that I think about it. We've got to call 3 championship contests on Unlimited this year. And of course, women's basketball and women's soccer, relatively speaking, were put away. This was anything but put away. But give Orion Kirkering all the credit in the world. There goes Billy Moll, horns up to the crowd.
And although we didn't call it, don't forget men's golf. This is the 4th conference championship for South Florida this year.
I've got the touch. I was actually there. I went to Brooksville and got to see them bring that home too. But the best thing about this, listen to the crowd, is that their season continues and UCF's doesn't.
Orion Kirkering gets the save. The Bulls get just enough offense early. They built a 7-1 lead through four innings. UCF came back with two in the fifth. Bulls added a single run in the top of the sixth. That proved to be the deciding one. And then four for the Knights in the bottom of the sixth to narrow it to 8-7. And how about nerves of steel for Orion Kirkering getting the last six outs? And Derek, let's not forget Logan Lyle, who had everything go wrong for him in allowing four runs, came back out and threw a shutdown seventh inning that got the Bulls to Kirkering and helped them to the win.
That inning you're talking about was the only 1-2-3 inning all day, and you're right, it came at a very nervy time. On the other side, credit Bennett for those guys. The Bulls went down in order the last three times. It seemed like it was always there for them to try and tack on, but hey, it ended just fine by our standards. Already now wearing the American Athletic Conference Champions gray t-shirts. I'm going to run down there later and try and steal one. They've got the table set up. I guess those are probably the trophies for the all-tournament team. We'll probably still be on when they announce that. I would guess that Jack Jasiak as a pitcher will have to be on it. And Carmine Lane, Daniel Cantu, a lot of candidates for the Bulls. It was a up-and-down team effort, but in the end, you really got to see who their clutch and most trusted arms are. I think we would have seen Jack Jasiak only if things went bad, but Orion Kirkering made them not go bad.
Eight runs, nine hits, no errors for USF. Seven runs, 13 hits, no errors for UCF. Had them all the way. The Bulls are conference champions, and they will move on to the NCAA tournament. We will move on to the postgame show after this on USF Bulls Unlimited.